there's this almost primal draw, you know? The image of a fishing line cast out onto the water just hints at patience, maybe. A connection to something bigger. That quiet wait for a tug.
Yeah, anticipation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And today, we're diving into that feeling, exploring a brand new show, Fishing with Dad.
Okay.
It feels like it's not just about landing fish, though. It seems like it's casting a line towards something, well, much deeper.
That's a really good way to put it. From what we've gathered, yeah, Fishing with Dad isn't your typical look at this huge fish kind of program.
Right.
It's definitely trying to reel in something more significant. The bonds, the stories that kind of emerge from those shared experiences out on the water.
Precisely. And for you, the learner, who appreciates getting straight to the core, our mission today is to understand what makes this show resonate.
Mm-hmm.
What's the central hook here? Who are the people, the stories involved, and maybe why it's catching viewers' attention without us needing to, you know, recap every single episode.
Got it.
Okay, so what is the heart of Fishing with Dad? What's it really about?
Well, at its core, it really seems to tap into that powerful intergenerational thing that fishing can create, you know?
Yeah.
Their tagline actually says a lot, where every cast holds a memory.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. It's about passing down skills, sure, but also that mentorship that happens naturally and just those indelible moments created between family, especially fathers and kids out in nature.
It's about those simple shared moments, isn't it? The show's material mentions celebrating exactly that and finding a heartbeat that echoes the call of the wild.
Ooh, nice phrase.
Yeah, it feels less about the final tally of fish and like more about the surroundings and who you're sharing it all with.
Definitely.
What's really fascinating, I think, is how they explore this seemingly simple idea across such different places in the first season. We're talking British Columbia all the way to Thailand. That's quite a range.
Absolutely. And that geographical spread, it isn't just for cool visuals, I don't think. It suggests they're looking at how this core theme, this connection, plays out in totally different fishing cultures. Like Jesse's trip to Thailand. He goes to meet his father's longtime friend, Dave Plummer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that immediately hints at layers of history, right? Really personal ties that go beyond just the immediate father-son thing.
It makes you wonder about the backstory there, doesn't it? And then you see the show also features things like reviving vintage tackle with Pete's Canada.
Right, the old reels.
Yeah, and the evolution of boat building with Lifetimer boats. These aren't just random segments, are they? They seem to weave into that bigger story of heritage and lasting connections.
Precisely. Take Robert Van Pelt from Pete's Canada. He's bringing back the Canada's original Knucklebuster reel.
Yeah, great name.
Isn't it? But it's not just about old gear. It's about that enduring quality, the craftsmanship that can become part of family traditions. Passed down. There's a real tangible link to the past there.
And Lifetimer boats, owned by Mad, now their boats aren't just transport, are they? They become the, like, the reliable setting for these memory-making trips.
Yeah, the stage.
You can just imagine stories being told and retold about stuff that happened in those boats.
Yeah.
It adds a layer of meaning to the equipment itself.
Yeah. Totally. And beyond the adventures and the gear, the show seems to touch on some really resonant themes, too. Nostalgia, that's a big one, that kind of longing for connection with the past.
Mm-hmm.
But we also see mentions of, like, the mental health benefits of just being out in nature, which is something, well, a lot of people are more aware of now, seeking it out.
Yeah, that's huge right now.
Okay.
How do you think they weave those bigger themes in? Is it subtle?
It seems to come through in the personal stories they choose to feature. Like, Jesse's journey to Thailand, it's not just a fishing trip. It's clearly a reconnection with his dad's past.
Right, finding roots.
Exactly. And then there's the story of Spencer from Jenny's Smoke Shack.
Oh, yeah, the salmon snacks.
Yeah. He's restoring Jesse's old boat with his sons. That just beautifully shows family ties, hard work, all wrapped up in their love for the water. And, yeah, the mention of their candied salmon snacks definitely makes it more appealing.
I bet. Those personal narratives, they're probably key to what makes this show feel different, right?
I think so. Featuring someone like former NHL star Brendan Morrison.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's now fully into the fishing lifestyle, and they apparently show nostalgic clips from his old show, Real West Coast. It brings in a different perspective on passion, sports, the outdoors.
Interesting transition.
And then you've got April Vokey, who's a really well-respected angler. She's involved in remote Haley fishing adventures that adds, you know, serious expertise and probably some stunning visuals.
Wow, Haley fishing. And Jim Shockey, too. He's a legend in the outdoors world.
Yep, he appears too. So it suggests a mix, right?
Yeah.
Establish names alongside, well, everyday folk.
Like the Marina Chronicles idea,
mm-hmm.
where Jesse just connects with people at marinas for spontaneous trips. That sounds fantastic.
Doesn't it? A great way to capture those unexpected sort of grassroots stories within the whole fishing community.
Exactly. It highlights that diverse world around fishing, from the pros to the weekend guys, and the unique stories everyone brings to the water. That human element seems really central.
Yeah, it's clearly not just about the solo angler against the fish. It's about the shared experience, the community.
It's interesting looking at the sponsors, too, how they fit in. Lifetimer Boats and Mustang Survival, they make total sense. Reliability, safety on the water, obvious fits.
Sure, standard for this kind of show.
But then you have Pete's Canada again, hitting that tradition note.
Right.
And Canada Lure, this really unique cooperative of local tackle makers from Vancouver Island.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah. It speaks to a community spirit within the industry itself, doesn't it?
It really does. What's particularly interesting about Canada Lure is that it spotlights collaboration, you know, a bunch of Canadian makers pooling their efforts. It showcases the artistry, the innovation that goes into even something specific like a lure.
Yeah, the craft behind it.
And Jenny's Smoke Shack. It just adds that unique local flavor, represents a family business, deeply tied to the fishing community, offering, well, a delicious taste of the place.
Makes you hungry just thinking about it.
Right.
So, okay, let's try and bring it all together. Fishing with Dad sounds like it's doing way more than just showing people catching fish.
It seems that way.
It's weaving together adventure, yeah, but also nostalgia and some genuinely heartfelt moments. All by focusing on personal stories and the connections built through fishing. It feels like it's tapping into something much, much deeper than just the sport.
Absolutely. And for you, the learner, this offers a really fascinating glimpse into a specific subculture, doesn't it? And the values it holds dear. Family, tradition, community, that restorative power of nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's all presented through this engaging TV show format. It gives you a different angle on what makes a pastime truly meaningful for people.
It does make you consider, doesn't it? How many of our own hobbies, our interests are actually tangled up with personal connections in these deeper narratives?
Yeah, good point.
What are the untold stories behind the things we enjoy doing? Maybe? Maybe Fishing with Dad might just inspire us to, I don't know, cast a thought towards those connections in our own lives.
Definitely food for thought.
Just something to ponder.